I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper will set his priorities on roads and housing, health care, and pot regulation when he addresses the just-convened 2017 legislature today. Hickenlooper presents his annual State of the State speech to yet another split legislature. Yesterday, lawmakers gave differing takes on whether Colorado should ask voters to pass a new tax to pay for more than $8 billion in transportation projects. Fire managers and others from around the state came together in Colorado Springs to touch base this week. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports.
Prescribed or controlled burning is intentionally causing a fire over a planned area for environmental benefits. Kirk Will is a unit chief at the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control and presented at the event. He says fire is a natural, necessary part of an ecosystem cycle, and prescribed burning can prevent more serious wildfires.
I would like to see it more utilized more effectively in places that really, really need it. The areas that are overgrown, the areas that need that fire return back to the ecosystem to make it healthy again, to clean up the dead and down and the accumulation of fuel.
Will says they are currently in the planning phase for a burn in Mueller State Park near Divide. The governor put a temporary moratorium on prescribed fires when embers from one sparked the 2012 Lower North Fork fire, which killed three people and destroyed more than 20 homes. That moratorium was lifted in 2015. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
And this is 91.5 KRCC.